این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Those that are now causing destruction for their own nations in that fashion, all their attention is focused on building palaces for themselves and even for their pets. They even build palaces for their dogs. They cannot think of the people and hungry that are in their own countries, and therefore we are seeing that they are taking away the crude oil of these same wretched people and depositing it in the pockets of America while their nation continues to be hungry and barefooted.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of unity and fraternity, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, in Islam, it is this fraternity that is the source of blessings. Here, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about fraternity in Islam and its significance. One of the strongest links joining people together is the relationship of brotherhood. As Islam aims at solidarity of society and strengthening human relations, it has fostered this relationship and has declared that all Muslims and believers are brothers to each other. Islam regards the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the father and all Muslims as his children. Therefore, the Muslims are brothers to each other. This feeling of brotherhood of Islam knows no boundary whatsoever, and all Muslims, irrespective of their color, place of birth, and language, are equal and brothers to each other. The Holy Book of Quran dictates that, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. The believers are but brothers to each other, so make reconciliation between your two brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy. Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 10. As you see in this verse, indicates the importance of emotional and religious bond between Muslims and the emphasis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on performing damaged fraternal relationships.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
على
Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said, a Muslim is brother of another Muslim, his eyes and his mirror and his guide. Never does he betray him, nor does any injustice to him, nor deceives him, nor tells him any lie, nor backbites him. So you see, this hadith shows how Islam has emphasized the fraternal rights of Muslims, and as you know, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, in this beautiful viewpoint, raised this important issue. May Allah bless us with true fraternal relationships in religion. Okay, for ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about unity and fraternity. In that regard, he said, in Islam, it is this fraternity that is the source of blessings. Thank you very much, dear listeners. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Spring of the Truth. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.